You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Debbie Henry Danielson. She's the Executive Director of the Murray Art Guild. Debbie, welcome.
Hi, Tracy.
Big week, as you're preparing, I know, for the Summer Art Party happening Friday, which doubles also as a kickoff for the exhibition Who We Are, Portraits and Stories of Our Community.
It does. We're super excited about the Summer Art Party. It not only kicks off our membership drive, it gives people an opportunity to see what's going on around the Guild. There'll be people there demoing work and sharing their work. And then also, it'll be the opening for Who We Are, Portraits and Stories of Our Community.
So the party is 6 to 9 this Friday. Tell us about all the events that will be taking place there.
There will be live music with Peachy May, local band, and a WKMS top four in
They were finalists
battle.
In our Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, so we're super excited to have them. Also part of that, or mention of that, Kyler in the band also has work in the exhibition.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So also, aside from the live music, we'll also have a sale of watercolor paintings from the Emily Wolfson Estate. The family has donated these works to the Guild as a fundraiser for the Guild. So we're excited to be able to share that work. And it's a pretty good price range in the pieces. And and some of them are really interesting because they're of local places, like you'll recognize the park. You might recognize Hematite Lake and things like that. Also, besides that, in the sale, there'll be lots of activities there for kids, so face painting and hands-on activities, as well as artists there demoing. So Josh Riley will be there with his potter's wheel. Wyatt's going to be there with turning wood, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I want to talk about the exhibition, Who We Are, Portraits and Stories of Our Community. You were kind enough to send me the images from the exhibition, and the first thing that hit me was, wow, there's a lot of talent in this area. And the second thing is, these are wildly eclectic entries. What were the guidelines for entry? Were they as broad as I think they were?
It was. We did leave it wide open. I mean, one of the goals of the Guild is to be involved in the community. And we typically do that through offering opportunities in the arts and education and hands-on experiences and things like that. But I also took this opportunity to share with the community who we are. So we just put that tag out there and left it open to the artists to interpret it in any way they might. It was partially inspired by Humans of New York. Have you ever seen? Yeah. So that kind of thinking about sometimes when you see somebody, but then there's more of a story there that you didn't get. And so we really wanted the opportunity to go a little bit deeper and then to share the diversity and then also having the opportunity to see things in kind of a level light to understand the diversity and appreciate that.
Were all the entries from Murray Calloway County, or did they go a little further
out? No, we have a woman from Paducah, Char Downs. That's the piece that's the installation. Mm-hmm. So it's a piece made up of, I forget exactly how many plaster masks, but that's an installation that Char has done in several different places, and it's really interesting. So that in and of itself. And then there's another piece of a woman entered it who lives in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Of course, there's a Murray connection, which it was really fun to find out. She is actually from Paducah and went to the summer art workshop at Murray State when she was in high school. She went on to go to the Memphis School of Art, and now she and her husband reside in Birmingham, but she was so thrilled to be able to participate in an exhibit in Murray and kind of come back to a place that was instrumental in her art artistic development, and her name is Chloe York.
I know it's hard to even select a couple of images, but are there any that just really struck you as surprising that you'd like to talk about briefly?
Well, one of them is Chloe's because it's a completely abstract piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's all made up of pattern, but she interprets that and then talks about decorations and disguises and how we might disguise ourselves in public. So that one was really interesting. And then there's two videos that were submitted, and I wasn't expecting that. And they all make me stop and think. And then you don't often have the opportunity when you're visiting an exhibit to know what the artist was thinking when they created that piece.
Mm-hmm.
So we do share the story of the piece along with the visual. So I think it's an incredible opportunity to experience the visual and then also have the opportunity to see what the artist was thinking.
If my only exposure to this area were to be the pieces in this exhibit, I would be really interested in getting to know more about the people of this area and this region. I think that speaks highly to the incredible talent that we have surrounding us.
I agree, and I think sometimes we forget. I recently had a board of directors from across the state into the Guild, and they were pleasantly surprised at what they found there and the breadth of the creativity and the quality of it. So, yeah, I think sometimes when it's right in front of our face, we forget. So this is a great time to come and be reminded and celebrate the arts that are available in our community.
And this is going to be up throughout the month of July?
Yes, it'll be up until July 21st.
Was there anything else going on in your world you want to talk about while you're up here?
Well, we're finishing up our lots of summer art workshops.
Yep.
The one this week is particularly exciting. They're building a float that's going to be in the 4th of July parade. So you'll have to look for the Art Guild's float in the 4th of July parade.
Any hints on what it is, or will we just have to wait?
Well, the theme is sea to shining sea.
Oh, maybe some water or something.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, Debbie, thanks so much for coming up and talking about the Who We Are Portraits and Stories of Our Community exhibit, as well as the Summer Art Party, again, that's happening Friday from 6 to 9 at the Murray Art Guild.
Thanks for having me.
It's Debbie Henry Danielson, Murray Art Guild Executive Director.